Hello, welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth with Fola Shade. And yes, I am Fola Shade. Today, I'm going to jump straight into it because I feel like some people will already be, you know, thinking that we're here to talk about prostitution and sleeping around. No, we don't do that here. But yeah, we're going to be talking about the whole phase in a way. So before I start, the whole phase is... The way we use it, though, is basically to depict, you know, a single person in a play, in a situation where a single person, like relationship-wise, who someone who is not in a romantic relationship but happens to be in a number of sexual relationships, you know, with no strings attached. You know, someone just having fun, in quote. Do you get? That is what most people call whole phase. But, you know, that said, I want everybody... I wish... I had control over such decision, but I would love everyone to have a whole phase, like every single person to have a whole phase. Why did I say that? The whole phase in the context I'm talking about here is not necessarily being single and then sleeping around, but I believe that people should have an experience of themselves, you know, without stimuli from other people. You know, just experience themselves by themselves, you know, like that's the kind of whole phase. Now, it could be relationship wise, it could be generally like living alone. You know, I believe that every man and woman should have been single in their life at some point in their life, or should try to be single at some point in their life, you know, where they consciously get to know themselves. You know, some people are single and they are fine with it. You know, they are not trying to get to know themselves. That's why I use the word consciously, that it is something you have to consciously do. You have, like, I recommend, because I feel like if you do not get to know yourself, you will not really know the things that you want and the things that you cannot accept. You might just be, say, you know, because of certain situations around you at that point in time, you seem to be happy with a certain thing, when, you know, really you're not even sure how you feel about it because you don't know yourself enough. I know it might be little things, that's things about relationships, that might be the tiniest things that you might not imagine would be a big deal. And then when you really get to think about it, say you were in a relationship before and something happened, and somehow you guys broke up, and then maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, you're older, you're more experienced, you're just a different person from that time, and you're thinking about what happened, and then you'll be like, why did I let this person do this to me? Do you understand? At that point, you had gotten to know some things about yourself, and at that point, you just know that with the knowledge of yourself that you have now, you wouldn't take that from someone else. You know, like, you know, I just feel like everybody needs that phase where they are by themselves. Yeah, and being alone doesn't mean you're lonely. Is that how they say it? But it's just what it is. That's one. Then two, living alone. See, I feel like human beings generally, the reason why we're called social beings is because we thrive and exist on reacting to other people and reacting to our environment. So we're social. It is a very important... That's why if you want to punish people, you isolate them. I mean, that's how they do in prison, for example. That's probably a bad example, but it's just the best one I have right now. If you watch these films, you know, when an inmate is being difficult, or, you know, someone just feels like, I want to punish this person, they'll take them to solitary confinement for a few days. You know, like, they're still getting food. Some of them are still getting food. Some of them, you see that their solitary confinement looks like 3-bedroom flat, right? But the fact that they're not interacting with other people makes it very difficult, you know? So it's just... But sometimes I feel like everybody needs that time where they completely live by themselves, you know? Even if it's for a month, I feel like there are some things that you would experience in that time, if you consciously let yourself do it, you know, that will shock you about yourself, you know? The first thing that I really enjoyed when I tried it out was that I had complete control over my space and my time, right? I had complete control. Like, that's, you know, if you're living with other people, you have to accept that they will have visitors and guests and everybody like that coming around. And it is, It does not matter if you like those people or not, or if you would want them in your space normally or not, but because you're living with other people, you have to take it, right? But now when you're living by yourself, you have complete control over who has access to you, right? Who knows what your space looks like. You know, the fact that you're even inviting someone into your home is a very vulnerable thing to do if you really think about it. Because if you look around a person's house, you can tell certain things about them that could be a lot of information, even if it seems insignificant at the time. You can tell what color palette the person likes. You can, you know, the color themes. You can tell if the person is very tidy or organized or neat, or, you know, you can just, there's so much information in a person's house about a person that, you know, you have access to those who know that much about you, who know that you are this type of person in your house, right? So the fact that you have complete control over that, it gives you some sort of empowerment, right? And because you'll be making all your decisions yourself, what you're eating, which is the most difficult thing I'm learning to do as an adult, you know, what I will eat morning, afternoon, night, very tasking job. But, you know, decisions like that, you know, you get to make them yourself. You get to say, okay, I want to live like this. I want to have this in my house. I want to my place to look like this all by yourself. You know, that could be really, really good or really, really bad, especially if you're broke. Yeah. Oh, God. Adulting is it's a circus. Like, oh, my God. Now, finally, to me, which is the most important part to me, is getting to know yourself better. If you live alone, there's no how. You would have to confront who you really are. Like, because in those moments, the kind of thoughts you have about certain things, you get to know if this is how you've always felt about this, or it's just because you were living with this person, or this is how, you know, you were raised or something. But is this really who you want to be? You get confronted with things like that when you live alone. Or get to spend time with yourself more, you know, just by yourself, for yourself. Like, it feels great. Like, this thing feels very great. At the same time, it could be extremely daunting. Like, it could be really hard to deal with sometimes. But I like the fact that, you know, the result is getting to know myself better. And I feel like that's the most empowering thing the most empowering journey I'm taking. Trying to consciously let myself access parts of myself that I wouldn't on the normal day because of the people that are around me, you know, like access thoughts and say them out loud or write about them or do those things, you know, read about them, you know, satisfy my curiosity about them, right? You get to be the lord of your own life, and I think that's very empowering. But that's just my thought. So that's what I mean by whole phase. I don't know what you people were thinking or, right? So that brings us to the end of today's topic. I want to say something real quick. I used to tie a lot, right? So I see some of these quotes and everything, and I want to share it, right, sometimes. So I don't know if you guys are into that kind of thing. If you are, please let me know. I don't know. Also, I don't know if you know that you can comment on this post, because sometimes I go into my DMs and I see that, okay, my DMs are full. But I always tell people, you know, you can actually comment on the, you can put your comment on the podcast itself. And many people say they do not know. I know that my opinions are not 100% because my opinions are based on my own experiences. So I want people to counter me here and other people to see it and other people see it, other people see it. You know, people should just talk about these things. I would really like that though, you know? So from next episode, I'll be sharing a tweet with you, a tweet that resonates with you. I don't know if you use Twitter, but sometimes you have thoughts in your head and you just can't, how would I put it? You just can't, you know that if you were to write it out, you'll not write it out that well. Someone has written that well for you. That's how Twitter is. So I have a lot of those thoughts and I'd like to share them with you. Let me know if you're cool with that. My name is Afolaoluwashade_ on all social media platforms. So we can reach out to each other there or here. Until next episode, guys, thank you very much for listening. Bye.